Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Absolutely love hearing from you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And remember, the best of the Big E Sports Show is always at Yahoo Sports Radio /podcast. You can check out some of our very best interviews. Right now, one of our best that's always on our show each and every week. We love him. That is Jason Peter, Husker great. And Jason, you know, before we went to commercial break, you were talking about the big matchup in the Big Ten Conference, Nebraska-Northwestern. This has really budded into quite a rivalry, but I want to talk some Big 12 for a moment. I'm keeping a close eye on this TCU-Oklahoma State matchup. That was an absolute heartbreaker to see TCU lose in that fashion against Baylor. They had that game won. That was disappointing.
They did, and unfortunately, the zebra kind of played too big of a role in that one. Mm-hmm. You know, there was that PI call that went against the Horned Frogs, and they really, you know, you hate to say that's the reason why they lost, but it certainly it put Baylor in the position, you know, for them to win. You know, TCU kind of were hoping that they were going to be able to pull that out. I mean, they were up by, what, 17 or something at one point. But, you know, I think for a school, you know, that some people, myself included, weren't real sure about, all they did was impress me. Even in that loss, obviously you'd wish, you'd hope that the defense would have played better, especially, you know, when you think Gary Patterson, you think defense. But there's a lot of positives, I think, to take out of that game. And, you know, the quarterback was just lights out. I mean, just as cool as a cucumber and just, you know, very, very impressive. But, yeah, you know, it doesn't stop. I mean, Oklahoma State, the job Mike Gundy's done here, I don't think anybody was expecting them to look at the way that they do. So, you know, it's going to be the Big 12, I think, really as a whole. You know, we talked about the SEC just previously with top to bottom. The Big 12 is impressive, I think, from top to bottom. You know, this was a conference that people weren't sure what was going to happen. You know, after Nebraska left and you know, Colorado left and was the rest of the conference going to break apart? Was Texas going to go independent? You know, there was talk about other schools going and joining the Pac-10 and or the Pac-12, and you just didn't know what was going to happen to the remaining members of the Big 12. And I think you know, they've done a tremendous job keeping that conference not only together but really striving.
The double nickel, number 55, Jason Peter, Husker great, is joining us on the Stewart Cadillac guest line, and we've hit in and highlighted already the Big 12 conference. But what about Big 10 country? I mean, obviously the team that really validates this conference is Michigan State, and what are their chances? I know they had that early season loss to Oregon in the month of September, but I really envision that they could be one of those Final Four teams.
Well, you're seeing a lot of people that are doing, you know, their projections based on, you know, the halfway point. And Michigan State, a lot of people have them in maybe as the fourth, or other people have them as maybe, you know, one of the first two out. And, you know, it's hard to say. You know, whether or not they belong. You know, the one true test that they had was Oregon, where you kind of can, you know, compare yourself to stuff that's going on outside of your conference. I mean, the Big Ten just did not have a lot of marquee non-conference games. I mean, that clearly was the one with the most anticipation and maybe had the most in terms of reputation at stake. And, you know, Oregon going down to Arizona, that certainly didn't help Michigan State. But, you know, they've continued to look impressive, at least on the defensive side. You know, the offense doesn't look horrible. They have to be successful the rest of the way out. I mean, obviously there's very, very little room for error. And, you know, there's going to be a room full of 12, 13 people that they're going to lock themselves in there, and they're going to talk about, you know, why certain teams deserve to be, you know, in that playoff over others. And style points probably will, you know, they're not going to, I think, be, you know, at the top of the list. But if it comes a point where, you know, you have two teams that are neck and neck, and they're fighting for that last playoff spot, and, you know, one team has a average margin of victory, you know, by 30 points, and the other one has one by, you know, 12, you know, I would probably guess that maybe they go with the team that's put up,
right,
you know, the bigger numbers. But Michigan State, you know, they still have to get through the rest of their season. With, you know, Ohio State, they're still going to have a game against Michigan where, even though Michigan's down, you kind of, you know, you throw away the records in a game like that, as well as with, you know, Ohio State. Obviously, they feel like they've got something as well, losing Braxton Miller, but still being able to, you know, basically get through or up to this point, you know, with a loss. They feel like they're just as good as anybody, and you never know what Urban's thinking and what he's going to do come big game time. So, you know, Michigan State's got their work cut out, and then you have the Big Ten championship game that you got to get through. And I know Nebraska fans are you know, they're already thinking that they're going to get a rematch with Michigan State. So we'll see.
Okay, give me a quick hit. We're running out of time. The Huskers are coming off a bye last weekend.
Yep.
And, of course, I was talking about just this rivalry that continues to develop with Northwestern. And the one thing about Northwestern is they're playing some really good defense right now.
Yeah, I mean, they started the season off pretty rough. It looked like maybe all of that stuff with the unionizing was maybe taking its toll on the team and the focus. But Pat Fitzgerald kind of has got them regrouped, and you know, they've been playing some good football. And like you said, I mean, anytime there's, you know, somewhat of a rivalry game, and I don't know if Nebraska fans necessarily want to say this is our rival, but anytime you play, you know, game after game after game, and they're close games, and they're coming down to the last minute, and Hail Mary passes, and you know, fourth quarter comebacks, I mean, that's kind of what dictates, I think, ultimately what's a rivalry. And they're going to be gunning, you know, for Nebraska. They'd love to be able to take out, you know, the schools with all the deep tradition. So Northwestern, I'm sure, circles this one on their calendar every year. And, you know, Nebraska's going to get everything that Northwestern's got.
Well, I'll be looking for Amir Abdullah to have a nice breakout and a big game this weekend. Okay, Jason, we will catch up with you in 2 weeks.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show.